This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 253, How to Write a Killer Writing Task 1 Conclusion. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
On today's episode, find out how to write or not write a conclusion that will get you a 7 on the academic and general exams.
Hey, Josica, how's it going today on this Monday?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. We are, as our listeners know, we do record like a few episodes at a time. And yeah. I'm just going to warn you guys that my dog, at the end of the recording sessions, he's always a little bit growly. Yeah. I think he's very smart and he knows. He's like, oh, okay, this is the last episode. I can start getting antsy now
because
I get to go out. He's so spoiled. There's so many dog owners that work like 6 to 8 hour days and just leave their dog just at home the whole time. I could never do that.
Yeah, that's true. So Ozzy has company all day. Lucky guy.
I know. He's so spoiled. He gets to go out for walks like every hour.
Oh my God. He doesn't know how good he has it.
Oh, I'm nervous when we go to Mexico this summer. James and I are going to Mexico this summer for a family vacation with my parents and my brother's family, their kids. It's going to be super fun. But I'm nervous about what I'm going to have to do with Ozzy during that week.
Yeah, you have to probably put him in like a doggy hotel.
Yeah, he's going to be sad. I always project so many emotions onto him. I'm like, oh, I think he's bored. He's just a dog. Like, he's fine.
Yeah, he's just sitting there and smelling food and getting excited about it.
I know. He's an animal. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, enough about my dog. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm feeling pretty good today, Jessica. It's Monday, so we're digging into our work, into our recording. And yes, overall, I'm feeling pretty optimistic. The weather's nice today. We had a nice weekend here in Boston and good times. We had a dance party in my front yard and that was fun.
Ooh, I love dance parties. James and I have dance parties all the time. Super fun. What kind of music were you dancing to?
Oh, everything. All kinds of good stuff. Yeah. Awesome. All kinds of fun. Yeah.
Cool. So there's a question we thought we'd answer today. Good question that we haven't tackled yet in 250 episodes. Somehow we keep finding new stuff for you guys. So today we're focusing on IELTS Task 1 Conclusions.
Yes.
This was a question we saw on another IELTS forum. And the question was, how do I write the conclusion for my IELTS Task 1, my academic IELTS Task 1? So, guys, you don't need a conclusion, dun, 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 for writing task one. Let me remind you of just the basic facts about task one. All right. It's short, you guys. It's only 150 words. Most of the time you are writing about a graph, a line graph, a table, a bar chart, pie charts. So your essay is about numbers and it's super short, 150 words. So in those 150 words, guys, there is no room for a conclusion. You cannot write a 4-paragraph essay in 150 words. If you do, it's going to look weird. Okay. Think about what a conclusion does. A conclusion is summarizing information, right? It's so short. I'm not going to forget what I read and need a summary. Like, there's no need for a conclusion.
Yeah, no, that's important. I feel like that's something we wouldn't know otherwise. So this is really good.
Yeah. So some teachers do tell you to put the overall trend as the conclusion. And that's okay. But guys, the examiners, honestly, like, they look for your overall trend first. Before they read the whole essay, they look for that overall trend. So make their job easy. Make the examiner's job easy. Put that overall trend right in the introduction. Just right away. Start it with the word overall. So the examiner knows this is the overall trend. Now I could think about at least a 6, if not a 7 for task response. Because if you don't have that overall trend, that task response score automatically drops. So
Right. Sure. Yeah. And if you don't know how to identify the overall trend or what it is, we do go into quite a bit of depth in that in the course, right, Jessica?
Yes. Yeah. I think I did a YouTube video which touched on this, which sort of gave you the beginning of this strategy for why it's important and what the overall trend is. So there is a YouTube video that explains a little bit about what the overall trend is, just introduces that as a concept because it is so important. You have to have a good one in order to get a 6 or higher for task response, guys. So it's a vital sentence. It's only one sentence, but it's necessary. So you can get an introduction about that on our IELTS Energy TV YouTube channel. But in our course, I tell you exactly what it is, how to write it, and how to find it.
Nice. This fall, Renata achieved her target score, and now she is on her way to Canada by using the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. With our strategies, she was able to get a 9 in reading and an 8.5 in listening, plus an 8 overall. So now she's on her way to Canada to pursue her life dream with her family. If you'd like to do the same thing and follow your life vision, you can do it when you pass the IELTS using 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get started with your daily study plan today.
Yeah, so that's the academic. Now, of course, the general task one is a whole new ball game. It's a letter. So, like, how do we conclude letters, Lindsay?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I'm not sure that I do. I'm not sure that I do really conclude a letter. I mean, when I write a letter, sometimes it's about the next step. I don't know, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You're just flummoxed today.
I'm a mess today.
I'm throwing you some tough questions today.
You are.
I think it depends on the type of letter, right? So if it's like an informal letter, sometimes IELTS asks you to write to a friend or some other informal circumstance. Then the way we close the letter, it's not a conclusion paragraph, okay? Like, we can't think about it like that. It's a letter. It's not an essay. Mm-hmm. So the way we conclude a letter is usually by saying, you know, like, I'll see you soon, or I can't wait to hear back from you, or I hope you have a good week, something like that. So it's some sort of wish sentence. It'll start with I hope or I wish. I think that could be a strategy to use here. So if it's a friendly letter, you can close it by saying, you know, I hope you have a good week, or I can't wait to see you soon, something like that. If it's a formal letter, however, it'll be just that form sentence that I think we could just cut and paste and copy. Just thank you for reading this, or, you know, thank you for reading this. I hope to hear back from you soon.
Or thank you for taking the time to read this, something along those
exactly.
lines.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, I mean, something I recommend doing definitely is reading example letters. You can find letters to the editor in the beginning of most magazines. You can find letters to the editor in newspapers. Also, advice columns. You could go online and look for advice columns. One that maybe I shouldn't recommend this, but I already started. So one thing that I recommend, and this is definitely for mature audiences, as we say. This is an adult column, but he's been around forever. His name is Dan Savage. He writes a column called Savage Love. Definitely for mature audiences, you guys. If you are not ready to read about some, you know, adult themes, do not look at this. But I know he's from my part of the world. I think he's based in Seattle. And he's had some very interesting movements that he's started in the media. So he's an interesting person to read about anyway, Dan Savage.
Yeah, I know
but
that.
But anyway, so letters, if you could find advice columns and, or Dear Abby is a classic, right? It talks about politeness and issues with neighbors. But these are great native speaker examples of the language we put in our letters because it's, we don't talk like that, right? It's, there's different things we say when we write.
Yeah, you don't see letters very many places anymore these days. So those are good places to find them. I mean, we write emails, I suppose, but letters, not really.
And even our emails, I mean, I'm finding in formal emails I have to write, you know, to like business related stuff. Mm-hmm. Once you start a correspondence, once you've exchanged one business email with someone, the tone becomes informal. That's what I've found, you know, and then as soon as you get that first formal thing out of the way, then it's like, okay, see you soon. And it's like, you're just emailing again and it becomes informal. It didn't used to be like that.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe as we're getting more used to the internet and emailing, we're just getting informal naturally. It was just moving in that direction. I don't know.
Yeah. Cause that's how we're used to writing. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I mean, no one writes formal business letters or formal emails anymore. It's just like, hi, so I came by your website and blah, blah, blah. And it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, I like it because I'm comfortable corresponding like that. I'm way more comfortable being, you know, like perky and positive and using lots of exclamation points in my writing.
Right.
So I'm glad I get to do that. But at the same time, it is sort of a lost art, you know, being able to put things in certain ways and in like long formal letters and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of going the way of, I don't know what, it is going out of style. You're right. That's fascinating. Yeah. I wonder if it's just certain industries, though. I feel like, for example, legal industry, of course, is still staying kind of formal when you... Yeah.
Because that's a whole other, you know, language line there. There's so many terms that are field specific. It doesn't matter if you're in TESOL like us or, you know, whatever field you're in, there's going to be terminology that's very field specific.
Oh, yeah.
And the legal field, there's like whole books of terms that only they know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, terrible. Legalese, I think it's what it's called.
Legalese. Yep. Yeah. Yep, I'm not going to learn that. I'm going to try and stay away from that.
Absolutely. Me too.
It's funny. I was talking to a friend about my job, you know, what we do. Mm-hmm. And I just found my answers full of acronyms.
Oh.
And it's funny, like IELTS, TESOL, ESL, TOEFL, whatever. So, guys, that's another reason why maybe on the speaking or writing test, if you try and work your profession or your job into the answers, you're going to know more specific terms, this field specific terminology. So that's one way to improve your vocabulary scores by trying to work that stuff in.
Yeah. You're also going to speak with more confidence if you're able to bring in your own examples, your own, your own job. You're naturally going to speak with confidence when you talk about a field that you know well.
Exactly. Of course. Yeah. So, I think we talked about this strategy last week or the week before. Look that episode up, guys.
I think so.
Excuse me. These allergies, geez, the change in weather, the like 90 one day and 40 the next day.
I know.
It just wreaks havoc with my sinuses.
It does.
Anyway, guys, look up also our part two strategies. We've done lots of good episodes on that recently. And our part one, is it part one or part three? It's for all the parts of the speaking test, but the go-to strategy is to bring yourself into it, your own life experience. Yeah, so check out those episodes. Yeah.
And we've done tons of examples as well for the speaking test, a lot. So just go to IELTS.allersenglish.com and type speaking in the search bar, guys, and you'll get what you need. We give you guys plenty of material. And then when you're ready to get into our course, you can go to allersenglish.com/KEYS to go deeper. All right.
There you go.
Cool, Jessica. All right. I'll see you here very soon again.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for hanging out today.
Yeah. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.